Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan.
Well, it is great to be here today with you, Amanda. We are socially distancing, but able to be together live. And our topic today is something I know that is very near and dear to your heart, important to all of us. And that really is, what do the core values of our organization mean to us? And so I thought today we could talk about the core values of our firm. Ultimately, what do they mean to us? A little bit about how they came to be. And then we can get into how we have worked hard to bring those values alive in our people, in our decisions, and our actions in this wonderful year of 2020, and how that's helped us not only just get by, but I think continue to grow and thrive as an organization and support our people in these challenging times. So I know this is the beginning of a series we've decided to do, Core Values of the Organization, which I do look forward to. And I look forward to some of our own people sharing their experiences and what these values mean to them and how they come to life for them on a day-to-day basis, both personally and professionally. So good to see you.
Yes, it's so nice to be in person and to see you. The human interaction is much needed in the world that we're living today. And I'm really excited for the conversation. And as you referenced earlier, this particular topic is very near and dear, not only to my heart, but I think for all of us that are part of this greater community that we're working to build. And one of the things that I think is really cool is that we are constantly working to build a culture that aligns with people's values. And I think today's conversation around how our core values came to be is definitely one that is worth sharing with a greater population. And I am looking forward to the mini series that's going to come out of our core values as well. So if I'm thinking about really the beginning question of where and how did they come to be, I think it's a fun story that you've actually shared a couple of times with some of our newer associates that have joined our organization about you and I and how our relationship started and then how the core value conversation continued to get pushed. Do you want to share a little bit?
I am happy to do that. I do enjoy that story. So if I go way back in the time machine many years ago, 17 years ago, when I came to Charlotte, one of the things that I felt was really important for the organization that did, quite frankly, have a strong value system at that time was to be a little bit more declarative in those values and to speak to them, define what we stood for as an organization as we were building our culture. So we had a set of core values. I would say for a number of years, those values stayed the same. They, in different moments in time, may have showed up better or stronger than at other moments of time. And so you and I got the good pleasure of meeting about 4.5 years ago now, when you were part of an organization that our organization was coming together to merge with. And we were at the time under non-disclosure agreements as a part of the work that was being done behind the scenes and getting to know one another. And I certainly knew from the perspective of what I had not only heard of you, but who I had come to know you to be, that you were very good at helping the organization you were a part of really stand for something important. And you made that a reality every day. So I was excited when you decided to join our team. It was a quick and easy decision to ask you to do that. I was excited that you said yes.
That was quick and easy too.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. I never asked you that, but you're still here. So I guess that's a good sign. And, you know, one of the things that you and I talked about, because as you're bringing two organizations together, you have people that have done certain things and, you know, the organization gets larger, gets more complex. You know, emerging cultures, and we had already been through about a year prior to that, bringing another organization, merging with them and having to assimilate some, you know, differences of culture. But, you know, you and I talked about how are we going to really make that the bedrock of how we help everybody manage the change, go through the change, and become one organization. And I would say the focus wasn't even really totally on culture at that point. It was just more on what do we stand for, who are we, and how can we get everybody, you know, with your strong focus in communications and change management, how do we get everybody kind of moving in the same direction? So we had, we brought in an outside facilitator. We had a day long session with a lot of whiteboards. And it was neat for me because of the fact that not only were you there, but we had some other folks that joined us. And you know, you and I are two different generations. So I am of the older generation, Gen X, and you, I guess, technically are in the millennial generation.
Technically.
Yes, by your calendar birth, but and your wisdom is beyond that. But what I found interesting that day is how passionate so many of the, and I will say younger people in the room were about this topic. And it was very clear to me that there were values that were passionate to the people in the room as we went through this facilitated process that were different than the core values we had. And the agreement we made was everything was up on the table for, you know, what did we stand for going forward? The one that I really felt strongly for and everybody agreed was a good one to keep was our core value of growth. But everything else, quite frankly, was up on the table. And I really enjoyed the day because ultimately what I saw was how convicted you and others in the room were about this topic and how by not only being declarative, because, you know, it's dangerous when you declare a set of values you don't live. And that's kind of the maybe the funny part of the story I'll get to. But, you know, if you're going to declare them, you need to live them. And if you don't, you obviously build an organization with no credibility and probably a toxic culture. So the core value that you proposed was
balance.
And I remember sitting in the room saying, wow, I am the epitome of a not balanced human being. And I said to you, I said, look, I have a problem with that core value. And you were said, what's the problem? And I said, I am not a example for anyone in this room or anyone outside this room. And I'm, you know, I'm not shy to say that at the time for balance. And you were as convicted in balance as I was in growth. So that is also one of our core values.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe for a moment, talk about what your conviction was there and what it means. And I'll kind of finish the story, bringing it forward to today.
Yeah, absolutely. So in really looking at the core values, everything was on the table. And as you were just sharing, we all had different convictions, which actually ended up being one of our core values that we are very convicted in, you know, our opportunities and our viewpoints of making sure that we're living our core values every day. And balance to me was an opportunity for us to live out the fact that we do not expect that it's a 50-50 between our professional lives and our personal lives at all points in time, but that there is a harmonious balance that occurs. Sometimes your professional life is going to take more of your attention versus your personal, and then the opposite can be true as well. But being very acknowledging that that happens and that everyone's at a different place at different points, and that we are able to work on ourselves and look at the complete person and help those around us live and ultimately win at life by understanding that balance is never going to be equal. That's an unrealistic expectation, but that we're understanding of each other and where they are and how we're working on what needs to be the priority for right now, because it very well could be a moment in time, it could be a season. But we understand that there is, you know, two sides of that coin and that we're continuously working to make sure that we're able to divide our time and to focus where it needs to be for that moment.
Yeah, I, you know, as I said, sat in that room saying, oh, boy, if we're going to have this as a core value, I'm going to have to do a better job than I have been doing up until that point. And you know, I, like you said, Amanda, for me, the balance was not that life was in equilibrium, but I did learn as I decided to get intentional about living it, that it really is a matter of attending to all the important areas of your life and not neglecting one for the other for the purposes of somehow making your life more successful. And the truth of the matter is that I believed up until that point in time that, you know, working very hard was important. And if I had to do that at the sacrifice of other important things in my life, that's what I was called to do. I don't mean called like called from God to do, but just called to, you know, that's what the moment called for. And as we fast forward 4 years, I have definitely done a much better job of continuing to work hard, but attending to the other areas of my life. And I thank you for pushing the issue that day and having conviction of that, because again, I knew whatever we settled in on, I was going to have to model the behavior of. And, my life is better for it. So that's a good thing and a true testament to, you know, if you have core values, both personally or in your business, and you live them, how transformational they can be.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you say, you know, when we were together in that room, we again had everything on the table and we walked away with five after much discussion and deliberation and conviction and, you know, our opinions and where we were standing. And we actually built out teams to walk away from that day to really dig into what each of those meant and what they didn't mean. And I think balance is an absolute perfect example of what we mean it to be in our organization versus someone else's definition of what balance is for them. And you mentioned it well in the sense that all of our core values are lived, not only from a standpoint of the leadership team, but our associates and our advisors and the community, honestly, in which we serve. But the thing is that they're observed, and that's the most important part. You mentioned it earlier that we're continuously being watched. So whether you're a leader or it's of your own, you know, in your own personal life or what have you, what gets observed and rewarded gets repeated. And so we are constantly looking for ways inside of our organization to not only live out our core values, but to make sure that, you know, recognition of people celebrating and living them is in real time, and that we continuously provide opportunities for people to step up to the plate, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking as you were talking about that time that we got together and hammered them out. I go back not even 2 years ago now, and we started the EOS system, Entrepreneurial Operating System, and our EOS coach, Charlie White, made us go through the exercise again. The team was adamant that this was a total waste of time.
Yes, we were.
we didn't need to spend another moment on it. And Charlie was adamant that, no, this is a part of the EOS process. We're going to do it. And we did. Ultimately comply with his request. And I think what is interesting about that is we ended up with I would consider it a pretty substantive conversation and landed in the same place.
Absolutely.
And that was, as I said, if you remember to the group when we were done, I said, see, now we know. So if we weren't sure 4 years ago, now we know. And that was, I guess, April of last year. So a year and a half ago, but something very, I think, substantive came out of that conversation. In addition to really what Charlie was pushing us towards was a singular statement to describe ultimately what the values, mission and vision of this organization distills down to. I think it'd be interesting to talk about that, because that was for all the gnashing of teeth that day of having to go through the exercise again and landing in the same spot, we did come up with something, I think, pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And having that conversation, and kudos to Charlie for helping us facilitate that. I think it's always great to have somebody who understands your organization, but isn't in the day-to-day to really help you take that time to reflect. And it does need to be reevaluated. Again, you have to, if you're going to put a statement out there, you have to be able to live it. And then you have to be able to recognize it publicly, that you're living up to what you said you were going to do. And so in that conversation, we really, you know, hashed it out and we said, you know, what do we stand for? All of these core values. So the five that we had settled on and that we reinstated that this was definitely who we are and where we're going. We were boiling it down to, okay, so, you know, we have clients that we serve, we have advisors that we serve, we have the community that we're in, we're very stewardship driven. The list goes on and we listed all of the things that we do. And then we were looking at, okay, if we were to put it into a succinct, let's call it 7 words or less statement about how we go to serve, it was really clear to us that we are focused on the fact that living and growing really happens when you're outside of your comfort zone and that you are ultimately helping people get to that place where they are having this exponential opportunity for growth. And then two, keeping in mind, right, balance that we just talked about, but we really landed on that we help people win at life. Yeah. It doesn't matter who we encounter, whether they're a business partner or someone personally in our lives, or they're a community member, all of those things wrapped together. That is our goal, is to help people win at life, whatever that means for that person. Because again, going back to our core value of balance and also authenticity, we want to make sure that we're meeting the person or the business opportunity where it is, and we're helping it move forward. And so helping people win at life really resonated with all of us. And we took that on as our statement. And I can absolutely say with 100% certainty, that is exactly what we do.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And that's the part that I was very excited about after having gone through, I think it was a half day exercise.
Yes.
Was we were able to come up with that, because that really gives us a focus. To your point, in all our encounters with people, you know, how can we make a contribution to help them win at life? Everybody has different goals, aspirations, fears, concerns. You know, people have different definitions of what it means to win at life. You know, I have my personal one, you have yours. And I think ultimately, though, that's given us a platform, if you will, to be more intentional as we work on making the core values come alive. So in your role here at the organization, being the steward of the core values is a part of it. I think something that you've said to me recently, though, is so true, and that is that the core, living the core values of the organization isn't just a Tim responsibility. It's not an Amanda responsibility. It's not a leadership team responsibility. It's really something we're asking everybody to participate in. Do you want to kind of expound on what you've seen as we've been more intentional in enrolling more people in doing just that?
Yes. Yeah, so really when I think about it, and I've shared this on a previous discussion that you and I've had together, but my real take on that is our shared experiences. And we provide an opportunity for not only small groups, large groups, anyone and everyone to participate along with us in an area in which they feel they can contribute and that they will also receive value from. And the thought process is to provide those opportunities so people have common ground. So it's interesting you bring that up. We were just on a call a couple of days ago, and one of our associates mentioned that, you know, a hallway discussion can be very surface level. And the cool things about our core values is that it gives us an opportunity to have a common language, a common platform, a common denominator, so to speak, in how we go about living our lives every day, both inside the walls of our offices, but also out in our communities. And in that dialogue, we were discussing how the shared experiences that we have had, not only through, you know, the pandemic, but also some of them were able to have experienced our gatherings in person, some have not yet. But I have heard time and time again, and this really has defined success for me in this year, that our associates, advisors, and population of our firm feel more connected than ever. And that is a resounding statement of the work that I have not only done, not Tim, not just the greater leadership team, but the fact that our associates and internal community have broken off into their own shared experiences, and they're using our core values as a leveraging point to make those happen. And so when I think about, you know, how we continuously live out our core values and the shared experiences that we continue to provide, that will always be a core component of how I look at culture and ultimately provide connections in the workplace that then bleed into the community that we serve.
So another aspect of our time today is we've touched on some of these core values, but we've definitely talked about maybe a series of these and inviting some of our own people in the organization who have had personal experiences with how they've come to be affected in a positive way by the values of the organization and what that's meant to them in their life. So I do think a series may be in order here.
I would agree.
Conversation. So we will work on making that happen.
Yeah, perfect. And as we mentioned in the beginning, there are five core values for our organization. And I think absolutely a mini series that really highlights what each of those mean to us and how they have come to be observed. I'm a big proponent of the fact that core values and just values in general are not created. They're actually experienced, then they're lived. And so in the upcoming series, I know we'll definitely touch on them in at a deeper level. So with balance, growth, authenticity, conviction, and stewardship. And I'm looking forward to hearing some of our associates really say how they've been observed and then also absorbed into their personal lives.
Yeah, it'll be good. And I think that as we wrap up here today, Amanda, the thing that I want to say for everybody listening is the purpose of this podcast is not to pat ourselves on the back and say, wow, what a great job we've done. The purpose of this podcast, I hope, is to inspire people that are listening to know that, A, it's possible in an organization to bring together and coalesce around a set of core values that people truly live by. I mean, we hire to these values now. I mean, we look for people that exemplify these. And so I trust that there's some ideas here that people will be inspired by. You know, I had a conversation when I did Tom's 24-hour challenge a couple months ago now with a few people during that event about our organization. And a couple people in particular said, I did not know that a business could do something like that, you know, that you could offer an experience like that for your employees. And that was kind of a alarming statement to me in the sense that, but I also recognized after talking to them that not too many companies are intentional. And so I just trust that all the entrepreneurs listening to us today will recognize that with a little bit of intentionality, you can really unleash the power of your people's spirits and have them fully engaged in taking on whatever you're trying to accomplish as an organization, as a business, and to do it in a way that really uplifts everyone successfully.
Yeah. Well, it's great being with you today, Tim. And again, I look forward to hearing more from those inside our organization in reference to our core values.
I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast. And remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture. Find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.